All right, rundown. Oh, rundown. We're live from Carmel Bay. It is Thursday, June 13th. This is presented by Phillips Norelco. Phillips Norelco, look at this thing. If you're not using this, if you're just using an old manual blade, I don't know, look at Frankie's face.
Why are you looking at me?
You need to use it so bad. It's so disgusting because you have a disgusting, like, pube beard.
How did you come on this trip and not bring something? You knew your facial hair was
because
growing.
I don't grow facial hair, so I don't really bring it.
No, you do, but you
I
grow
don't
it.
Bring
you grow
these.
It in spots, so then it looks so bad.
What are these
you
contraptions?
Need to be shaving every day.
The Phillips Norelco, they got the right tool to help you create that look that feels right. If you're still using a manual blade to shave, you might look like Frankie.
It doesn't turn
it's out. Time to reconsider.
Oh, you're gonna fucking
Phillips Norelco Shaver 6000, the perfect tool for a close, clean shave. If you're looking for a closer, more comfortable shave, it's time to ditch the blade, protect your skin, and shave the way that feels right with the Phillips Norelco Shaver 6000. Look for Phillips Norelco online and in-store for Father's Day. Oh, Father's Day's coming up.
Yeah, I'm a father, but I don't need one of these because I shave like a grown adult, Frankie. They probably didn't even want to become a sponsor of the show until they knew you'd be on to basically get rid of that.
I don't grow beards. I don't grow facial hair. I have feminine features. Everything from the neck up. It's
that means you
feature.
Should shave, though.
So what? The problem that I had is I grew a little playoff beard, and I think it's ruined.
You got swept in the second round.
Okay, well, who did we see?
Speaking
the first
of playoffs,
who did we
I just saved your life.
The St. Louis Blues just won the Stanley Cup.
Great.
I think we should probably start and lead with that.
Incredible.
Thank you for clapping. Dave Fights and YP, they recorded a post rundown, a couple minutes from the Garden, I believe.
Yep.
So that's going to be. Know. At the end of the show, you're just agreeing.
I just said yes.
Whatever said.
Yep.
St. Louis Blues, baby, won the Stanley Cup. First one in history, 52 years. Really had never even been close. I mean, they made it to the Stanley Cup final in their early, early years, but everybody knew they were going to get killed because it was the expansion league.
They never even won a game then.
Never won a game. We won the first game, was game two, and YP and I were in the building. That thing looks like it's coming down. Last night, I mean, it was a wild series. You're obviously Whitney. You played in the NHL forever. You stole $30 million from the NHL. You're a Chicklets guy.
So tough to play in the league forever, like you just said, and steal $30 million, but good call.
So
I'll say congrats to the city of St. Louis, all the players on the team. The only disappointing thing, unless you were a Blues fan, it was kind of a shitty game. So game seven, I just kept saying I wanted overtime, spitting Chicklets. We went over it. All we wanted was game seven overtime. Didn't come, but if you're a Blues fan, you could enjoy it. It was one of those games that was pretty stress-free after the beginning first period when the Bruins came on hard. And I mean, I got to watch you jump in a pool and throw your hat back on and really celebrate a huge cup victory.
There was pure panic in your eyes when that hat came off.
Don't blow it. Just let him play it out, baby! Woo! That's fucking amazing! We've never seen this before! Never! There's only one way to do this, baby. Let's fucking go, Blues! Woo! Gotta find my hat.
I like how you got that hat on quick. Gotta get the hat on quick.
St. Louis Blues, Stanley Cup champions. Incredible. Hey. One of the best stories you'll ever see in pro sports.
Well, I tried to tighten it before I jumped in because I was like, man, I need to make sure.
I respected that, though. Just an immediate. It's like the guys on tour, you know, we're watching golf that right when they take their hat off to shake hands, they're kind of messing it up
Spieth.
A little bit.
That's Spieth. Spieth yeah. goes like this on the side.
But won the cup. You guys
the
won the cup.
The fact that that's still in your mind, your hair, even when you just won the Stanley Cup, shows how much you care about how little hair you have.
That's
on
a
top
shot.
Of your head.
That's
well,
a
when
shot
you got
right
bad
there.
Hair, you notice it.
You
that's
just
a
have,
shot.
Like, the,
really
one of the
know.
Crowning moments of your fandom, and you're thinking about your hair.
Well, Trent Daddy, when you're on
Trent,
camera 24/7,
you're coming at him hard here.
You think about it. I mean, you're just aware of these things.
I just don't think I would be thinking about that.
Well, I will also say when your team's up fucking 4-0, you know it's coming. I had like an hour and a half to plan what's going to go down. It wasn't some stunning thing where it was.
You had enough time to go get like a wig, staple it on your head to jump in the pool with it on. But
in hindsight, I should have gotten that. I thought it'd be maybe some crazy OT thing. The Dallas series, second round, the Blues game seven, double overtime. That was, I mean, I was going to chew my fucking fingers off in that type of game. Expected something like that last night and just didn't get it. Like you said, it was a weird game.
Weird
the Blues,
game.
I mean, I think at the end of the first period, the scoring chances were like 10-2 and the Blues were up 2-0. So it was weird. It was a very bizarre series.
Puck was bouncing around like a
The ice ball. Was horrendous. And people say that's guys being whiny. But when we were watching, I was like, Frankie, watch. I work at NHL Network. I'm able to show you. the puck didn't sit flat for one pass. It was bouncing everywhere. I mean, the Bruins are a skilled team. That hurt them. This might fall on my head. You're right.
Yeah, you were saying, like, you were saying that the Blues will benefit from that, and the reason just being that the Bruins are just more skilled.
Yeah, the Bruins were a little bit more skilled. The Blues, like, D, just a huge team. You couldn't get to the net. You couldn't get pucks on net, which, you know, as Dave says, is a huge important factor in Stanley Cup.
They
games.
Do stand in a formation in which they just stand in front of the net.
And they're monsters.
You can't do anything.
But
it's
biggest
gotta
thing.
Be one of the most frustrating defenses to play against.
We said it, Riggs, watching the game, that it was that goal with under 10 seconds left in the first. Because if you go into the first period, you're the Bruins, you're like, big deal, one goal, we get it. You know, we can get it 5 minutes in, we can get it 5 minutes left in the second. But that second one, Marchand had kind of a tough change he talked about. And then all, you know, like you're in the locker room thinking, we got to get three tonight, and Binnington looks this dialed in. We're pretty much fucked, and that was the case.
As a Blues fan, too, like, the way that first period goes, and we were, like, a lot of times this series, it's felt like there's been stretches where the Blues dominated for 10 minutes and then couldn't score, and you panic and think, fuck, this one always ends up in our net, momentum shifts, but they were able to pull through. And the Bruins the same way. Like, pretty much every game they dominated, they won. This was very different, where it felt like for the whole first period, it was, again, it was kind of like the Bruins were dominating, like, oh, shit. But as a Blues fan, Binnington wasn't giving up rebounds. He was swallowing
nothing.
The puck, and you thought, like, oh, shit, if he's on tonight, he can match Tuukka Rask. The Blues are going to win this game. That one with Pietrangelo stepping up at the end of the first and burying that with, like, 5 seconds left, that was, like, from that moment on, it was almost pretty fucking stress-free.
Shout out, too, to whoever the photographer was of getting maybe the greatest picture in St. Louis sports history of Pietrangelo pumping the cup over his head with, like, fireworks in the background, like it was the Champions League. I'd never seen the fireworks when the cup was given out until
compared
yesterday.
To soccer.
It was like an Italian League game where there's, like, firecrackers going off in the stands, too. But either way, it was a great picture, and he scored that huge goal. I mean, he was a beast all series, him and Parayko.
Yeah, I'd never seen that before either with the fireworks.
You worry things are going a little too well for you right now?
Something's going to drop. Tiger could just get, like, run over by a golf cart out here. I mean, you got to be thinking at some point you're going to come back to earth.
Look, Tiger Woods did win the Masters. Dave got dominated by Pebble Beach out here, had to take a fake phone call. St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup.
Well, he didn't get dominated. He was playing the course pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, he got Dobby's like a million over par. He quit.
Wait,
he
had to, I thought he got the phone call when Tiger won the Masters.
Both times, actually.
Twice. He's got two phone calls.
Both times.
That's a really good point, Whitney. He's got two phone calls.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Four plays run him out of the building on two occasions.
He's a busy man.
I do want to say I'm a little concerned about Tommy Smoke's tweet where he basically listed the things that we just listed and then said, I'm going to come down with, like, cancer, is essentially what Tommy Smoke said.
I wasn't thinking it would be that serious, but something's got to happen. Statistically, things can't keep going this well for you, so just keep your eye.
Well, some people say.
But my thing is, I sense in the Barstool office, like, everyone's rooting against everyone else. I mean, nobody probably wants you to just keep pumping up like this. I mean, they're
probably
just,
not.
They're
no,
just
I,
rooting
I,
for you to come right back down to
I
earth.
I think that's probably right, Whitney. I'd be very surprised
I get
if that
sense
was not the case.
In that office, it's
well,
just
some people are saying that another victory for him was that he found his hat in the pool, because that was an instant, like, you just won the Stanley Cup, but now your hat's in the bottom of the deep end, and now you're back to earth. Some people
Look,
were saying that.
When your team got swept by a team that got swept by teams that got swept, I'm sure that you're going to try
Penguins
to dig
look worse.
And look for all
the
negatives
the
right
Penguins,
now. My team just won the Stanley Cup. I'm
you
on cloud 9
this
million.
This year?
See, like, you're the only person in this entire vicinity that, like, can't say that you did play for the Penguins at some point.
Yeah, but, I mean, okay, sick. I played in the NHL.
I'm not saying that's a. I'm not saying that's a diss.
Thanks for pumping my tires.
That's your team that you, like, talked trash to me about, and we swept your ass and ended their dynasty.
Did YP dance with Boris? I haven't seen the dancing Boris video.
I haven't seen it either.
Was he in the building? Or
that's a little disappointing.
I agree
with
that.
Well, Boris is going to be dancing. Boris will be dancing in the fucking Stanley Cup.
He might
be
on the parade, is what you 100%. Told me, Frankie.
I don't know that, but I think so.
Got to think he'll be in the cup, right? I mean, YP was on the fucking ice last night.
You were saying he's got to do a dust bath inside the
Have you seen the chinchilla do dust baths? He's got this little. It's a plastic bowl. That's how they wash their fur. It's a little plastic bowl. You put dust in it.
They die.
And you put the chinchilla in it. It knows what to do. And it just barrel rolls.
If you are an enemy of Boris, just keep him away from dust for like 3 days, and I think he just dies.
The whole
I'm
city of Boston should be an enemy of Boris.
I got to tell you, at this point, I don't care. At this point, if something happens to Boris,
someone
really
punted Boris
matter.
Into Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, like
the
job he was
us.
Supposed to do
Correct.
Is now done.
He is done.
It is.
What do they live, a year anyways, chinchillas? No, like, dude, those things.
You won't
when
believe this.
They're like 18 to 20 years.
This
what?
Chinchilla has been around for he got the chinchilla
I
when
thought
we
they
moved
were
into
like
the office.
Fish.
He used to shit all over Erica's office. He used to shit all over his apartment. I used to go to his old apartment. It was a studio. He moved now. he would just let the little thing run around and it would shit all over the place.
That makes me
and now it's
puke.
And it just helped the St. Louis Blues win a Stanley Cup. It's quite a story.
18-20 is one of the most shocking. That's like when I found out that the blimp, you know, those the blimps that go from golf tournament to golf
Good
tournament
year.
Went?
Yes.
Guess how fast you think those things go?
Well, I guess.
Probably like 40 miles an hour.
That's actually not that far off. So what happened was when we were at the PGA, I ran into the guys that work for the fucking team. I said, let me ask you a question. How do you get that thing from one event to the next? They said, we fly. I was like, what do you mean you fly? They go, yeah. I was like, what's the speed? He goes, 70 miles an hour.
70?
That yeah. thing can cruise.
Imagine that thing at low altitude cruising on a highway.
Yeah, I would love to go on that thing. That'd
we
be
were in, we
had,
but in reality, we saw it yesterday. Like, that thing came from Bethpage. How the fuck did it make it across the country?
Well, we just said it flew.
It started as soon as Brooks
did he
kept
miss
that
conversation?
I know it was
for you. Did you just turn your mic
you
off?
Got, you
for
got like a, you have a huge slow blimp, and you got to go across the country. What a horrible job!
As soon as Brooks Koepka put that putt on 18, at Bethpage, it just headed out to where we are now.
Yeah, it aimed
Carmel
to
Bay
to Carmel Bay. You're right. So we're talking golf. We're out here for the U.S. Open.
What an experience this is.
You walked the course today, right?
Dude, I walked 14 to 18, but I was going to go walk more, but Riggs told me run now is 11:30, and it started 11:38, so punctuality is a new thing for the foreplay guys. But I did get to walk, and the passes you guys have gotten, those are no joke. I mean, we're inside the ropes. I mean, I'm smelling Matsuyama's breath as he's teeing up the ball on 18. He was crushing 3-wood right down the middle. We had a perfect view of Fleetwood making birdie on 17, making birdie on 18.
Fleetwood
so
fucks.
Fleetwood's an absolute stallion. And
he made
so
deuce
little
on 17?
He made a deuce on 17. He shoved a dart in there and canned it. Sergio had a ridiculous up and down. But I'm bringing this up because these inside the rope passes, you're right there. So after this, after we do some radio and run down here, it'll be a hell of an afternoon. Although your boy Kiz made a little double. 4 feet for birdie. So he's got 4 feet for four on 18, and he ends up making seven. That's just a kick in
and
the
his
ball
thing,
sack.
He prides himself on putting. He says, I hit straight, and I can putt like the best.
But if you get on the wrong side, I mean, you're just fucked out here. These things are lightning.
I still haven't seen video of it. I'm not sure I do.
Here's what people don't understand, too, about Pebble, right? The greens are very small, and they're not on the level. They don't get talked about like Augusta's greens or like Wingfoot's greens. But those undulations are right in your face, right? Like, you know, I just touch it down this slope. It takes a crazy hill. It curls in 5 feet. Like, you know that break. It's very obvious. At Pebble, like with the small greens, I'm watching these guys. They're still hitting four-footers. They're playing like a ball or two outside the hole because those things fucking snap. And when they get these things going, U.S. Open speed, like that kind of shit where you four-putt on 18 and stuff, that's going to happen a lot, I feel like.
I agree completely, and I think that what happens is you can read greens a lot easier maybe at Augusta because here you just don't see it. It's also part of the grass being, I think it's poa grass, they say. So later in the afternoon, it can grow in kind of spurts in different spots, but It's just, Johnny Miller was talking to somebody, I don't know where I was seeing it, and he said, you just can't read certain putts out here. You have no clue how much they break or how slow they are. And so it may look easier, and they may not be rolling as fast as other places, but it's still hard. And also, when the wind gets going, that changes everything.
So I was going to look up some scores so we could talk about it, but I have no internet, and we've got no, like, screen or anything to actually watch or have any clue what's going on in the golf tournament.
Last time we were able to check was when we were at the house, and guys were kind of lighting up the golf course.
I thought there was going to be a TV to watch, but I can get on there and check some scores. Local Boston guy, Matt Parziali, he was 2-over through 16. You guys talked to him last year, I believe, didn't you?
Yep. He was on a lot last year because he was kind of – he's a Brockton firefighter. You've played some golf with him, right, Whit?
I've played with him before. He's a complete stick. I mean, this guy's probably better now than when he was trying to make it as a pro before, and then he got his amateur status back. Now he's got Masters, U.S. Open, U.S. Open in the last 2 years. So he's got the talent to play with anyone. It's just about these guys are so good. They do it every single week. So
there's a couple guys, he and Stu Hagestad, who we've caught up with a couple times. Who
professional
like
amateurs.
The
they're
professional amateurs. Why the fuck aren't those guys? Why don't they just go pro?
Stunning
but,
way to
why
go
don't they go
life?
Pro? Because they live amazing lives. I mean, I know, Frank, you text me all the time. Wait, you live the best life. You with the best.
Never,
yeah, you do.
Never.
It's really nice of you when you do it. But I said, I know, but the real, true, great lives are the professional mid-amateurs.
What a lie.
They play in tournaments at they play in tournaments at Seminole. They play in tournaments at Pine Valley. They're traveling around the world. They're maybe not around the world, at least around the country. The U.S. Mid-Am every year, the winner goes to the Augusta to play in the Masters. And they're all such high-level players. It's a pretty sick lifestyle. And when you go pro, Riggs, you're saying it's like, it's such a grind. There's 125 tour cards out there. Like, it's the hardest sport to really become very successful at the highest level in the world, I think. So They make good money. They have jobs. Who knows how much they work? I respect the least amount of work they do, but they play golf at a high level, and they're out here, and you see it today at Pebble Beach. It's sick.
Yeah, because our buddy Stu was low amateur at the Masters, I believe, 2 years ago, and then Parziali was tied for low amateur at the U.S. Open last year. And it's like, you just think in your brain, like, if these fucking guys in these major championships are making cuts, you know, they'd be cashing checks, and, like, if they could do that on a consistent basis, they're as good as – if they're that fucking good, why aren't they playing professionally? But like you said – it's weird. It's a different thing. Golf's an absolute grind. Parziali did try to make it for a few years.
But he's definitely better now, I would say, than he was then. He would say it. Because now it's just like he's reached another level. And part of it is probably the lack of, like, I need this money to make a living. It's just, it's such a mental fuck, this entire game.
You've played Pebble before in resort conditions. What'd you think of, like, the difference out there right now?
It's not even the same golf course. I mean, you bring the fairways in probably half, if not, you know, more. Some of them are so tight. The greens, when you're here as a, you know, staying at the resort, they keep them nice. They're really pure, but they're never overly fast because they want to keep pace of play up. But these guys, they're probably rolling at 12 and a half, 13. And it's just pure. I mean, so you can't experience it at all the same way we do coming to play it because even look at the Pro-Am that Phil won this year. It's not even the same golf course as that. Let alone when pigeons like us are out playing it, paying $500 round. By the way, this place is insane, and you're out there and you're blown away, and you just can't believe you're on a golf course. But the first time here, I ordered 4 double John Daly's. Those will soon be double Pink Whitney's, and the lady's like $98. I was like, holy fuck, Pebble Beach. Thanks for coming.
No, they ring you here, but
they
bury you here. They bury you,
dude. Though every single golf course around here, they bury you.
They're that good.
Spanish Bay, and I'm like, how much is this golf course? Course like $400.
Yeah,
like,
they're that good.
Kidding me?
No, it probably is the single best location peninsula, whatever you want to call it, for golf on the planet. I mean, maybe Long Island, like way out east on Long Island, or maybe you could argue like the St. Andrews area in Scotland. But this Monterey Peninsula, there's so much fucking good golf. It's insane. I can't think of a better crew to talk about the NBA final.
Yes,
Game 6.
Yep. I love that league, right? What do you think about that league?
Game 6 is tonight. It's big. It's big time. Kevin Durant out for next season, the whole year. Ruptured Achilles.
He's out for the whole next season?
Yeah.
What?
9-month recovery.
Holy shit. I didn't know that. I thought you'd come back from that like he'd be back next January or February.
It's a tough league, man. These guys grind out there. They get hurt. They got to fucking...
I haven't been following much. I saw the City of Toronto. I made a statement that was, I think you went after me for that. The City of Toronto as a whole would kick the Raptors out of Toronto as long as it guaranteed the Maple Leafs a trip to the Stanley Cup Finals. I took a lot of I think I got all my feedback. It was almost 50-50, but with where the Raptors are at now, it's pretty cool. The city's going nuts, but
Dave said you were the most wrong human being of all time with that take.
That's from Dave?
Yes.
He's the worst gambler of all time.
It doesn't mean that you're like wrong about like a fact. I think what he's saying...
He is the worst gambler of all time. That's true.
The worst.
I don't know how many people have talked about this. Shout out to Dave's friend, Elio.
Oh, I couldn't believe this story.
Fucking Elio put down $3,000 in the beginning of the season on the St. Louis Blues. He got them at 33-1, 100 grand payout.
Knowing Elio's gambling history as well as I do makes me very confident in the Bruins. This is not a guy who wins. He just doesn't win. He's not.
Do you think this the St. Louis is not a town who wins? Elio's not a guy who wins. Do you think that combining almost creates a negative and creates
a little
someone, something who wins?
I remember, and I think he ended up winning. There was a Tampa Bay Elio who at one point they scored a goal that won the Stanley Cup and then they took it back.
That was what I was wishing there was goal review. When Tampa, I did have Tampa.
Martin Gelinas, I think.
Yeah, I think we were in a car when that happened or something. And the announcer was literally I think we were coming back from Montreal, maybe even. The announcer were listening
probably
to it, and he had a big bet. And the announcer, the Toronto's like, the Lightning win the Stanley Cup. The Lightning win the Stanley Cup. And then they reviewed the goal and took it off the board.
You guys at the game?
We're at Hurricanes right now, you idiot. And then we're going into the game later.
Nice. Well, listen, good luck. I hope the Bruins lose and have a lot of fun.
All right.
Wow.
It's tough. 100 grand. 100 grand.
And throughout the whole year, he never hedged once. Throughout the playoffs, through those crazy series. I mean, you talked about you were biting your fingers off. Imagine him. He's like, he's got $100,000.
Game 7 against the Stars, like, Jamie Benn had this wraparound attempt that I still don't fucking know how it didn't go in the net. And then the Blues scored like 5 minutes later to win that. I can't imagine the heart attack he was having. Then he's a huge Bruins fan. He didn't hedge. Despite the
that
fact that the Bruins
are degenerate.
Dude, but think about like game.
To not hedge means he's an absolute degenerate.
Game like 4, 5, and 6, like he thinks he's going to get it. And then the Blues lose at home. He's fucking having a heart attack. He's got $100,000 on the line. He actually doubled down and was betting on the Blues throughout the series.
And you told me he's a Bruins fan.
He's
Bruins
a huge fan, Bruins yep. fan. He would send like.
He bought a Blues jersey.
I'd be with Dave.
You think?
Dave,
I mean, yeah, it's like Dave cost
would,
him
1/9 millionth
of his money.
A selfie from Elio of him sitting on his couch with a Blues jersey.
Yeah.
Get as much juju as he can.
You know? Yeah, I love Elio.
Let's go Blues,
baby. We've gone to the tracks with him.
Aren't you guys kindred spirits? He's a pizza maker,
he's
right?
He's a pizza maker. He's got a pizza place. He took it over from his dad. Like, it's the whole story. And
oh, he took it over from his dad. That's
well,
nice
we're not going to start. These
are you
going to
do that?
These guys try and say that I'm not, like, a good person because I'm not taking over Borelli.
You're walking inside the ropes at Pebble Beach. Why the fuck would you want to be flipping?
He's Frankie Borelli the fourth.
The third. My son will be the fourth. What do you think about that?
I mean,
your son will be Frankie?
The fourth.
I don't know if you're going to be the type of guy that could have
you know
son.
What you did? You know what you did?
Fuck off.
You basically like sentence your father to 25 more years of work.
He loves work. He,
has he to
loves
wait
that
until
restaurant.
You have a son
however,
that can now come in and
yeah,
but his son like
night,
cries. Like his son cries watching him play like the drums and stuff. Like the guy his this I mean your dad cries. Like
oh,
he probably loves
huge
it.
Cry.
Your dad your cries because while he'd rather be on the fucking golf course, he's at the restaurant
are
from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Are they going to have another kid?
They're not going to have another kid.
Try and go.
What my dad says he wouldn't want that life for his son because it's a hard life, the restaurant business. I'm sure Elio thinks that too. That's why he's out there making $100,000 bets or $3,000 bets.
Meanwhile, when he's back there slaving away in the kitchen, I bet that's what he's saying.
So NBA Finals, do you think that Golden State wins now in Golden State?
No.
Oh, you think Toronto closes it out there?
Yep.
Because home court advantage in that league, I mean, it matters more than any other league, I think. Like, these losers can't win on the road usually. I mean, I would be surprised. I would not be surprised if it goes back to Toronto.
I don't know. I just feel like what I felt like was the Raptors are similar in like Blues when that's like they're never there. It's people are rallying around the fact they're going to get there. For, whatever. It's gonna be.
I think
that's
a point against the Raptors.
What's
the,
I'm no. checking the line.
I think there's only
the
one or two stories a year that are allowed to do it.
No.
They're
not related.
See, nope.
And my point
nope.
is this: they had their chance last game.
Yep.
Just like the Blues had their chance in Game 6, and it didn't get it done. And then when they come back the next time, they're clearly the reason they're in this position. Is because they're the better team. They're not as nervous this time. They've already had their one shot and it didn't work out. Now they're coming out. They're like, we fucking have the experience. We mean business. We know what to do. We're going to get it done. So I think the Raptors get it done.
Kawhi Leonard is a robot. He's going to get it done.
He is
Whether I mean, he's probably going to leave if regardless, win or lose. He's
how about
leave
his
them.
Laugh? How funny is his laugh?
He is so weird.
Is that real?
Yes. And the board man gets paid shit talking. He is the weirdest guy. And like when they won the Eastern Conference Finals, he was walking around the court like they had lost the game. And so he's so dialed in. He's so focused.
You're a hoops fan, huh?
No.
He loves hoops.
Well,
you're like
why are
shaking
you,
over there.
Why do you always like hide how big of a hoops guy you
are? Every time we call him out on foreplay, he goes, well, no, you are
no,
NBA
I
you're Mr. Hoops.
I
right?
try and talk positively about hoops because you guys fucking hate hoops.
I hate hoops.
Oh, so you're just like a white knight for hoops?
A little bit. Sometimes when I have to do with
Golden State's
podcasts,
minus two
guys,
and a half.
Yeah.
Minus 2.5.
I think Golden State
the
trounces
Raptors,
them.
The Raptors are. Raptors
you're rooting.
Are
you're betting against Steph Curry and Klay Thompson at home.
Yeah, because they're down 3-2 for a reason. The
right.
Raptors are better.
Kevin Durant's not coming back. You
know, I don't know
for
if that's
year.
Statistically correct. I think
he might not be able
better.
To walk.
I don't even
again.
Think
yeah.
you know though.
I don't know.
You don't
you're
even.
Just like
you
saying.
Just don't.
You
I don't
might,
know.
You have no idea.
I mean, also,
if,
I mean,
if you had to bet right now, who would you pick?
Tonight I'm going to take Golden State just because. Yeah.
Also, isn't -2.5 just the standard like home?
I know football. You say you add three for home. I don't know if it's the same for hoops.
Jake, what is it?
Hoops you is know? The biggest Jake. Joke for basketball is that
hoop.
Like
I love how we're calling it hoops.
If you go up, somebody goes up 20 in the first quarter. It's end of the third quarter. It's tied again. Like there's.
You don't have to watch a basketball game
no,
until the
last
fourth quarter
five
starts.
Last 5 minutes. Last 5 minutes is all you need to watch. All
right, watch the last 5 minutes of the game tonight. It's going to be a big one. It's game fucking 6. I think that's all I got. Dave and them, they recorded last night. Very excited to watch how depressed they are. I heard Feidelberg looks really depressed. I do feel bad for fights because
I feel bad for Marina too.
I do. I mean, no matter what, like that's heartbreaking to get that close. I can't imagine how devastated I would be. And then also part of me doesn't care because Boston wins a ton of shit and this is our first Stanley Cup ever. So
Dave made that video of him at the buffet after the game just being like, ah, shucks. You know?
Yeah, I mean, he's an asshole.
I will say, Dave knows how to get under people's skin with that headline where it's, I can't believe Bruins hockey won't come back until next April. It's unbelievable.
Fact that people just fall for it.
It's insane.
Who are the people that just go every time?
Hook, line, and sinker.
I mean, Frankie did say, he was like, that gets under my skin.
when you go to the Islanders Bruins games with them and he's just roasting you and like, and it's like, he's not going to watch another game until April. It's tough.
When you were eating your third bowl of Corn Pops, you were like, this
Corn
is really
Pops are such an underrated cereal. It's insane. I ate three bowls.
You were like, what a great headline. Man, that gets under my fucking skin.
I mean, he is.
Yeah, he's twitching as he's talking about how funny it is.
He's a legend. That's a legendary headline maker right there. Yep. He just knows what to do.
All right, Norelco, Phillips Norelco 6000.
What is
Check
this
it out. Thing? This is going to save Frankie's life. Dave and them are up next. We'll be back tomorrow for a Friday rundown, right?
All right, live. This post rundown will probably go out. The Blues is one of the top ones. Final 4-1, 5-1, 4-1. I'll leave it to the hockey guys. I don't really give a fuck, so I'll let you guys talk about it.
It's the most surreal thing I've ever seen in my entire life. 52 years, I've never won. And it's just happening. It feels fake. I know you're devastated, honestly. Doesn't mean anything, but the Bruins outshot him a billion or whatever. Bennington stood on his head.
He just said, Bennington won the game that life saved. I don't have anyone to blame. I'm not going to cry about the refs. I'm just fine.
Like, by 100 times, it's 50-50. We're that close.
There's,
what are you going to do with hockey, man?
At the end of the day, Boston wins a million championships, and we got one, and I will fucking take it.
That was a game that was a fucking cup that Tuukka Rask deserved. That's what fucking kills me. Tuukka Rask had 24 straight games over a 900 save percentage. His fucking save percentage, his goals against average still going to be below 2 for the postseason. And then already people are like, he can't win the big one. That's what fucking kills me. That stupid fucking idiots are going to go into this game and not understand what Tuukka Rask just did. Just like they did in 2013. He had a better playoffs in 2013 than he had this time. People are going to be like, oh, I can't win the big one. It's fucking nonsense. He needed to have this. I don't know.
Tough.
The core is not getting any younger. Chara's got 1 year left on $2 million deal. We need 1 year, $2 million deal. Bergeron's still 12 years old, I think. But I don't know. You don't get to game 7 and fucking this. Fucking. Rush you.
We had nothing
to get this far.
We had nothing to cheer for.
Rush you. That's where the fucking. I've had a beef with whoever produces Bruins games all postseason. I think they're bad at their job. And I think they fucked up tonight not having a half-hour Poppy montage at any point in the game.
Nothing with Poppy.
Crazy. At any point.
Sounds crazy.
At any point in the game.
Marina's dying.
It's fucking crazy. That's when they lost the game. When you didn't have just one break, one intermission. You saw a fucking Poppy home run against the Angels. You saw the fucking Yankee comeback in the ALCS. Bring the crowd back into it. How do you not have something there? I'm done with the no-spin thing. I'm spinning. It's the fucking producer at TD Garden lost this game. How do you not have something? Anything.
It's a fair point. Congratulations, St. Louis. They're going to win the Cup. Good for what, man?
Great. I'm happy for you. It is. I have been saying at some points when I was in, no, after game 2, where I say it was like, most like the Russian, the Red Army in 1980, they said they were like, it eased the loss because they saw how happy Americans were to win. And, like, I kind of am. Like, you worked hard. I genuinely think you worked hard. You did a great job with Boris. I'm, like, I'm a little happy for you. I'm devastated for myself. I'm devastated for Bruno. I'm devastated for Tuukka Rask.
I feel bad for Feidelberg and Arena.
But I'm a little bit bad.
I know you don't want to hear, but I do feel bad because I know you care. But at the end of the day, I really is the happiest.
Oh, don't fucking cry.
Somebody had to win. Somebody had to win. Somebody had to lose. I'm glad if this is the one that Boston had to lose. That was one of these rather than one that, like,
I'm not happy about that. I needed this so bad. It
would have been nice.
I really needed this.
Would have been nice. Can't have ball.
This would have been my third. We were gonna rank trophies for like one loss and win one. This would have been my three. One would have been 2011, two would have been 2023. This would have been
my 13th. But Michigan, like, College World Series this weekend, like, that would probably
This fucking rundown is over.
I mean, look, Michigan is in the College World Series this weekend. So, that's the rundown. Congratulations.
I want to say thank you for bringing me to every game. This is the most exciting time.
No, no, that makes sense. I mean, I'm on. Congratulations, St. Louis. I'm a gracious winner. You're not going to hear Spin Zone. You beat us. Congratulations, Elio. $100,000. Yeah. Batman's getting booed. Fuck that guy. I don't like commissioners. All you Bruins fans, we'll be back. I'll be back next May. Keep your chins up. That's all I got. Let's go Bruins. Next year.